Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Andy Goss back on the show. Andy's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the years, expert on money. He's one of the monetary experts in our Brain Trust and of our time, really. He's a world-class numismatist, and that's one of the ways he makes his money. And dealing in coins, in gold coins, U.S. coins, totally U.S. coins. And he's the author of The Secret World of Money, also Uncle Sam Cooks the Books, and so many other great products that you can benefit from, and we'll tell you how to do that in just a little bit. But I've asked Andy to join me again today on our FedWatch show because the Fed is at the end of their December meeting. They got their meeting again today for the second day, and today will be the day that they'll announce whether they're going to do anything, what they're going to do about the interest rates. Andy, welcome back to the show. Are you there?
Thank you, Jim.
There we go.
Glad to be here.
Sorry about that, Andy. Yeah, so it's good to have you back. So now, it's been a long time since I've seen as many people, especially in the financial industry across the world, on pins and needles about what the Fed's going to do today. I mean, it's like we're waiting for the white smoke to come out of the of the chimney to see if we ever do Pope or something. You know, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, you know, a lot of folks are keeping their fingers crossed. I hear people hoping against hope that they don't raise interest rates. But I'm not feeling too optimistic.
The Fed has had to do some things. As the economy's gotten stronger, they've had to reload their ordinance, their financial, their monetary ordinance, because they literally were sitting there for years without any kind of leverage at all to meet their mandates, their two mandates. I mean, they literally were out of bullets. And now they've got to take the opportunity whenever they can, even if it hurts a little bit, even if it's scary, even if it causes jitters in the marketplace. They've got to take the opportunity while they can to reload as much as possible. They don't really have a choice, do they?
You're absolutely right. That's what McChesney Martin said way back when. It's the Fed's job to take away the punch bowl just when the party's getting good. And I think they're at that point. I mean, you look at holiday sales, 65% of purchases between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday were driven by sales, up from 61%. I think it's the highest percentage on record. So any Fed person who's walking around the malls or looking online will recognize. Of course, it's not like it used to be. You could always tell by the holiday traffic. They used to set people up in the malls and let them count the shoppers. But now, with the online shopping, hard to do that. You have to rely on the companies. But it appears to me as though we're going to have record holiday sales. And I think the folks at the Fed know that.
Yeah, I think so too. Don't you think? And when you take the two big players, whether even though one of them is pretty much disregarded, unfortunately, out here on Main Street, the small business sector, whether the Fed raises rates or not, is a non-event for us, because even if they raise rates, we're still going to be at prime plus, which is the world we live in with the banks. We're still going to be in the 7 to 8% rate with our bank loans, and we can deal with that. We can have that. So another quarter point's not going to matter to us. But boy, howdy, is Wall Street got jitters about this? But haven't they already priced in the increase?
No, it's not so much the increase; it's the reality of the increase. you know that a lot of companies have been borrowing money to buy their own stock.
Yep.
And a lot of investors, knowing that, you know, these stocks are going up, have borrowed money to buy stock, the leverage or margin market. And to me, those folks are the ones that are nervous, because majority of the stock purchases institutional, and the majority of those institutions using borrowed money to make those purchases. When rates are rising, it's too expensive to carry, and if you're not generating the earnings and the stock's not going up like it was, well, then you have to unload, you have to sell. But you know what troubles me worse is, of course, the downgrade by the major carriers, their S&P, Moody's, and so forth. So the more they downgrade these corporate bonds, the more they wind up ineligible for investment and pension funds.
Mm-hmm.
And
it takes them off, takes them out of the mix. All right, so I got to wrap up for this segment, but before we go, I need your prediction on what the Fed will do today.
They're going to raise interest rates, Jim. They're going to have to.
One quarter point.
And,
okay.
You know, I don't have to tell you, predicting is easy, except when it involves the future. But I feel pretty certain about this one.
I think you're right. I think they're going to go one more point, and then we'll talk about next year later in our visit with Andy Goss. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.